The last time a plane appeared to vanish without trace was in 2009, an Air France flight from Paris to Rio. It took 5 days for any wreckage to be found and nearly 2 years to locate most of it. It was on the ocean floor, 2.5 miles down. Larry Stone was part of the team that helped find the wreckage 2 years on, thanks to mathematical theory. He's chief scientist of Metron, a scientific consultancy. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Stone. Why was it so hard to find most of the wreckage from that flight?
Well, it was went down in a very remote area of the Atlantic, and the pingers, the things that send out underwater sound pulses that are located on the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder, failed to operate. So they couldn't locate the wreckage easily on the bottom of the ocean.
What did you and your colleagues do?
Well, after 2 years of unsuccessful search, the French bureau in charge of search for the plane came to Metron and asked us to put together all the information about the location of the aircraft, including the unsuccessful search, the search for the surface debris, and pull that together into a probability map that would indicate the high probability areas for further search.
Well, what is a probability map?
So what it does is you take all the information that's available to you, and this would be the last known position. There was such as it was available for the Air France 447, where the plane could have hit the water from that last known position, all the unsuccessful search that took place, the debris that was picked up, and all this information has uncertainties and conflicts in it, and you use something called Bayes' theory to pull that information together in a principled fashion into a probability distribution or a map, which indicates locations on the ocean floor that have high probability or locations that have low probability of containing the wreck.
And putting all that together, how certain were you about the location when you handed this information back over?
Well, there was still substantial uncertainty when we got done, when we gave the map to the French. But they chose to search in the high probability area at the beginning of the third year, and they found the wreck within 1 week.
Very satisfying for you, although I suppose you were only able to put that map together because of all the unsuccessful searching that had gone on over such a long time. Obviously, what the families, what everybody here wants is for if there is wreckage, for it to be found quickly.
Yeah. Yes, the unsuccessful search did help a lot in that particular analysis. But I would hope in the case of the Malaysian plane that the pingers are working properly and they ought to be able to locate the wreck quickly on the ocean bottom.
Tell me about the algorithms you used.
Well, they're based on Bayes' theorem, and it's a way of incorporating information into different types of information. You can take the initial locating information. If you perform a search, you can and you fail to detect the object you're looking for, you can calculate the probability map given failure to search. It's a way of combining in a mathematical and principled fashion all the information with all its uncertainties to give you the best estimate for the location of the object.
Well, thanks so much and congratulations on your work. Dr. Larry Stone, chief scientist of Metron.